Coming up on today's show, we're going to catch up on the latest Disney news and rumors. That's today on Traveling with the Mouse. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 515 of Traveling with the Mouse. My name is Adam. I am the host this week, and I am joined by John.
Have you visited the Hall of Presidents?
Shout out to my boy Taft. Yeah. That's
what it was. We're cooked.
He's got a vibe. Yeah. I have not visited the Hall of Presidents in a while.
I couldn't say that I have either, actually. I don't know how long it's been since I've seen a president.
Yeah. So it's been a couple of weeks, but we're back again.
Yes.
So we're going to catch up on some news.
You know, whatever we've become more sporadic, erratic, whatever you want to call it, but, you know.
Yeah. It's also kind of a slow season right now in terms of Disney news, I guess. Anything
things going on.
So.
Yeah, it is. It is somewhat. They tend to have still some swings and misses, we'll say.
Yeah.
A lot of those, so.
Speaking of misses, you were talking about it right before we started recording, is the Zootopia Better Together.
Is that a miss already? You're declaring it a miss?
Well, I haven't watched it. I've seen little bits of it here and there, but you just watched it, I think. And
literally, I just watched it. I mean,
I've heard some.
I just watched a video of it, which is when you're having something that's in 3D, I guess, it's kind of hard to get the full effect, maybe, because you don't know what the effects are, so. But I can get a gist of what the story is. And I don't know, my personal opinion, I think the story is a little weak. But, you know. Yeah.
That's kind of the consensus I've heard around was it's that. But I guess it's something to do if you're at Animal Kingdom.
Yeah. I just felt like with the amount of time they had to try and put this together and the hype that they've put on it, I was expecting more.
Yeah.
I guess.
Especially with the new movie coming out, too, which. Do you have plans to go see that in theaters at all? Or?
I can say, you know, when I was watching this, I was just thinking, I was like, it's coming out this month, right? So,
yeah,
it's possible. Guys, just nowadays, it's really hard to justify going to the theater for almost anything.
Yeah.
Although I did want to go, and I think I've missed my opportunity now, but I did want to go with the, like, whatever, what anniversary, is this 40th anniversary, I guess, now of Back to the Future? Just to see it on the big screen.
Yeah.
I thought about that.
Yeah, you may have missed the window on that.
Yeah, because it was in October, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think, if I remember right.
Right.
It's funny, though, how the year that they jumped forward to is 2015 and how that looked, according to them. And now here we are 10 years removed from that, and it still doesn't look like anything like that.
No, definitely not. It is funny, movies that predicted the future to some degree and see how they got it wrong. But
yeah. I made a comment the other day about how in Terminator 2, Skynet went online August 14th, 1997.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remembered that date so well, but
it stuck out to you.
Yeah.
But let's see, Zootopia, if it comes out, I'm trying to remember the date that it comes out.
Very soon.
I know, it's within the next week, but... Oh my gosh, at least
speaking of which, by the time we meet again, I will likely have already had my 47th trip around the sun.
That's right. Your birthday is coming up.
Yes.
Oh. So it comes out on the 26th, which is the day before Thanksgiving. I don't know if I'll go see it then or not. I wish it was coming out a little earlier than that, actually.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I might go see it. There's a ton of, I looked at the cast, there's tons of, it's a big, like, list of well-known names, I should say, in the cast.
Well, hit me with some.
More so than the first.
I mean, newer ones,
Macaulay
anyway.
Culkin.
Oh, interesting.
He
must have finally run out of Home Alone money.
Kwan. Right, yeah. Well, his brother is more famous than him now.
Yeah.
Kieran Culkin.
Oh. I know the name, but what's he on? I mean, I'm out of the loop on that stuff.
Secession, the show Secession.
I never watched it. I have a tendency to watch older shows at the moment.
Right. Short Round. Speaking of, it was also Short the Round. Was it the 20th anniversary of the show 24? Or no, 24th anniversary of the show 24.
24th? It's been 24 years since 24?
Yeah, it was 2001.
Wow.
I remember that now.
Wow.
But anyway, so this is a good show. I thought about rewatching some of it. But.
That was a time period when there was a lot of new shows and things like that that caught on or either didn't. Right. ER was still on, right? It was in the verge of maybe wrapping up soon. I can't remember what year it stopped.
No, ER was on for like 15 years, wasn't it? I think it was.
Oh, maybe it wasn't wrapping up then.
It ended in like 2009 or 10 or something.
Yeah, that would make sense. Maybe I'm thinking that was around the time period when certain people left.
Yeah. And now Noah Wiley is on that show, that HBO show.
About a doctor.
Right, which is like he's basically playing the same character.
Yeah. He's not typecast at all.
He won some kind of, was it the Emmy for it recently? The Pit was the name of the show. The Pit.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Which made me kind of want to watch it. Anyway, okay, we're getting off track, sorry.
We're getting a little off track.
As we usually do.
What I was watching was on Disney Plus, even though it's not Disney, but it was technically on Hulu, but still it was through Disney Plus. This is where I was watching it.
Okay.
I was watching Bones. I went back and started watching that again.
Oh yeah, that's a good show. Yeah. Okay, but anyway. Robert Irwin is in it, the son of Steve Irwin. Makes sense, right? It was Zootopia.
Right. Yeah. Gosh, how old is he?
That's like 22 or something like that.
Yeah. And Bendy's got to be like in her 30s, right? So,
maybe she's probably late 20s. I don't know. She's not that much older than him.
Are you sure? Because I remember she was like on the show in like the 90s or something.
Let's see.
That's Bendy not. I mean, is, either way,
she's 27.
Oh, okay.
And Robert.
Oh, well, you know what? Now that I think about it, yes, I that makes sense because it would have been late 90s anyway. So, yeah, that I remember. So,
yep. Robert Irwin is just like his dad, which is kind of cool. He's like Steve Irwin Jr., obviously. Literally, obviously. But
at least, speaking of which, how old would Steve have been if he had still been alive?
I think he was like 46 when he died. That was 2004, 5, wasn't it? 6, somewhere in there.
So, he would be...
like 66.
63.
All right, there you go. Whatever.
So there, he would be 63 if he hadn't been
getting
barbed by a stingray.
Right. Exactly. Okay. Can I get get through this list? Okay. Patrick Warburton, we knew that. He's
Patrick Warburton. New. He has a mustache now.
Right. The returning cast of Jason Bateman, Shakira, Idris Elba, I'm trying to think of.
Has Shakira actually had lines before? Or I thought she just sang.
Kind of. I mean, she had a few lines in the original.
I thought she just did commercials, basically, for Disney. No, excuse me.
Sure. Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, is in this.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a voice. He's a character.
Well, Zeke, I mean, I know he has a voice.
Oh, yeah. Josh Gad.
Huh.
John Leguizamo.
So everybody's going to say, like, hey, that sounds like Olaf, because that's the only voice he has.
And it says Ed Sheeran is Ed Sheeran. So he plays himself?
I guess a cartoon animal version of himself. That's what I would think.
He's the only one that has a character name listed as the same name as his real name. So
Sheeran. So he's probably a sheep, right?
Sheeran. He's Sheeran himself.
I don't know.
Wilmer Valderrama is in it. Tommy Chong. Was he in the original?
Well, Tommy Chong was in the original one because he was the dope smoker, or whatever, you know. In the,
right. The hippie,
he was the hippie, like, with the flies around his head. I can't remember the character's name, but yes.
Yeah, Yaks.
The Buffalo. Right, the Yak. Yeah, that's right. It was a Yak. Yeah. And now, a Yak.
Anyway, Andy Samberg, I said that, didn't I?
Wasn't he in the first one, too? Didn't he have a voice in the first one? Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. See, I'm forgetting that. But anyway, it's a big cast. Even Ali Cravallo is listed. I'm like, Moana's in there? How is she in there? Man. So, yeah, a lot of people. I didn't name half of them, but those are the more notable ones that I knew of. Bonnie Hunt, also.
Bonnie Hunt.
She sounds like she's Judy's mom, maybe, because her last
name is Bonnie Hunt.
Bonnie Hops.
Yeah, but Bonnie Hunt, what can I picture her now? I mean, I can't picture her, but I can't think of what it was I remember seeing her in.
Maybe it'll be good. We'll see how it turns out. There was one detail, though, that I thought was really cool in the queue for Zootopia.
Oh, say that together. I didn't watch, so enlighten me.
There's a little tribute to Joe Rohde in one of the posters.
Oh, cool.
It's a, I guess.
So this is out in the lobby, essentially.
Yeah, it's a rodent with a earring, like a big earring and a big mustache and sort of like an explorer-looking bag on his shoulder. But the name of the character is Joe Rodent.
Okay.
So, and it obviously Joe has rodent. A likeness to Joe Rohde, so little shout-out to him. That was pretty cool. Little nod.
Yeah, because they had famous, like, movies in post that they made, you know, puns of with it stuffed to be a bug.
Yeah.
I guess they didn't do anything with the animal carvings to the Tree of Life. I mean, there's no reason to do that. The things that were carved out on the way in.
Maybe they could have recarved the animals to look like the Zootopia characters.
I think they would have taken a lot longer and probably would have offended Joe as well. Joe Rodent,
right.
Potentially.
So it looks like the story is that these rodents carved the animals in there, right? Is this the new
They carved the story? Animals?
Yeah. Joe Rodent and the others, I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's animals. It was just, I mean, let's be honest. They don't really care that much about continuity when it comes to throwing in IP. I mean, they don't. It's just been pretty obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, based on what I've seen, I actually kind of prefer getting stabbed in the back. I mean, so.
Really? Literally stabbed in the back by
yes. I mean, you know, pounced upon by Black Widow spiders and sprayed with harmful spray or bug spray.
And swatted at with a fly swatter.
I just prefer being abused by the show.
Well, I think that was...
Physically.
Right. That's something that I did read was that for parents with small children, your kids won't be traumatized by the show.
Well, I'm sure they won't. Yeah, not this one.
So it's...
It didn't appear as though they really used a whole lot of effects, really, like 4D type effects.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that one scene that they showed with the Arctic or whatever, how the, just like the smoke that gets blown from the ceiling or whatever, was almost exactly the same thing as the spray can, right? That's what I think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, there's nobody that like pops out of the ceiling like Flick did.
Yeah.
Or they didn't appear to use the other side. Like they replaced the place where Hopper was with, what's his name again? The front desk cop. What can I think of it?
Guy.
I can't think of the character's name. I'm sorry. I'm losing it. It's not as popular as Zootopia was. It's one that I liked and I watched it, but I haven't watched it enough to remember everybody in it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. I'm blanking on it all of a sudden.
Yeah, but anyway, that's the only side they really used. The other side, they used to have like that one scene where the bug that was, sprayed with acid or whatever. How he made some kind of a comment and he just showed up, you know what I mean, for that. I don't know if there's any smells involved in this one, because you remember there was the stink bug smell in the original.
Right. It's Clouser. I had to look it up.
Clouser, that's right.
Clouser.
Clouser? Isn't it Clouser?
Clouser.
Yeah, I think it's Clouser.
Yeah.
Maybe it is Clouser. It makes more sense. Either Clouser, way. Right?
Potato, potato, tomato, tomato.
Clouser, whatever. Closer.
Anyway. He's the closer. I was kind of saddened and stunned by the latest photos of the Tom Sawyer Island clearing, because it is just gone. There's a few trees left, but...
Yeah, it's funny. When we were there just last month, I didn't really notice much about Tom Sawyer Island, to be honest.
Yeah. I get that it was very under... utilized and not a lot of people went there. Not a lot of people could go there at one time. So they're going to make more use of the land in terms of getting more guests in that area. But it is sad to see it go, and such a shell of its what it was for at least for the next year or two.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, pretty sad to see just a pile of dirt and some knocked over trees is all that's left. So that new bar in the lobby of the Grand Floridian's open. That was fast. They can get a bar open real quick. Other than that,
probably because it's a quick turnaround profit wise.
Exactly. Yeah. So instead of an actual birdcage, it's a bar that looks like a birdcage. So
is that where the big birdcage actually used to be?
Yeah.
So they turned it into a bar.
Essentially,
this is the age we live in, folks.
Yep. Yeah.
It's kind of like almost. See, that's right there in the middle of the lobby. I don't know that I like that idea. I think it sends the wrong message personally, but, you know, whatever.
Well, it sends the message of this is what we're doing now. This is what, if you want to check in or wait.
Where else, what other hotel has it like right there in the middle of the lobby? I mean, seriously, like the waiting, it's like the waiting area.
Right, literally, yeah, if you're waiting or...
back in the day when people used to wait, you know, for checking in or whatever.
Yeah.
Although I guess that still happens sometimes. Apparently, if you go to the Polynesian, that your check-in doesn't work. That's the experience I've had before, and so did you, right? So,
yeah. Well, the Polynesian, the one at Ohana, you can walk up to that bar. It's in the upstairs, though, of the
right. That's lobby. What I mean. It's not in the very middle, like when you walk in. There's nothing right there where you walk in.
That's ground level. Yeah, but I can imagine it would be cool to sit there. And if the piano man is playing.
Right. I imagine that one's going to get played more often now.
Right. But, yeah.
It's going to start being requests. Play piano man.
Sing us a song. You're the piano man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So play us a memory. I'm not really sure how it goes.
Right. But it's sad and it's sweet. And I knew it complete. But I wore a younger man's clothes. So 1, 2. There's not that many seats at this bar either. So it's not, but I suppose you could probably walk up and order
a $20 drink. I would imagine. I wonder how popular it's going to be.
I'm sure.
Especially since there's like another one like right around the corner, right? And where the Rose or whatever, what's the name of it?
The Enchanted Rose is upstairs.
The Enchanted Rose. Isn't that like right around the corner?
Well, it's upstairs and you can kind of see it from there. If you're sitting there,
it was on the bottom floor. I guess I got it wrong.
Yeah, it's on the second floor, behind where the orchestra used to play, but now they're gone.
That's another thing that hasn't been played in a while.
I know.
They haven't been back since COVID, right?
Yeah, they left. It was probably after COVID when they retired them, right? I don't remember. But I remember it was sad to see that go, because that was something very unique to the Grand Floridian. That was really cool. Anyway. Yeah, it's different now. This is the world we live in. Anytime they can put up a new bar, they're going to do it quickly. But new attractions or lands is going to take years. If you're a military member, they're selling a special pass for next year.
Is there blackout dates?
There's probably blackout dates because it's only $4.99 per person.
Yeah, so there's got to be blackout dates.
Way cheaper than... Let's see. I bet it does.
So, like, you have to get it next year. Like, if it's rare renewal, it will not be $4.99.
Right.
Not likely.
No, it won't. Yeah. No, definitely not.
It's like a special discount year if you're a military.
This commemorative ticket is available for U.S. service members and your family. $4.99 per person plus us, granting you access to all 4 Disney World theme parks throughout 2026. It's a chance to create a year of forgettable moments. Additionally... Okay, so it says U.S. service members can enjoy a 6-day park hopper ticket for $4.49 plus tax. Specially priced 4 and 5 day park hopper tickets are also available. So it's only 6 days? So the ticket is valid for visits between January 1st and December 18th, 2026. All ticket types require reservations. They're subject to following blackout dates. So there's some in March, like spring break, March 29th through April 11th. And then November 22nd through the 28th. So Thanksgiving and spring break times are blocked out for that.
But not Christmas? Interesting.
Well, it expires December 18th, so technically it does.
Okay, never mind.
Let's see, what else is there? Anything you want to add about Christmas?
I mean, I see that they claim that there were some small changes to Once Upon a Christmas Time, but I don't know exactly what they are. I mean, nothing major to say there.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it should be Christmas yet, I can say that.
Yeah, but it is.
So,
it's coming fast. Santa's coming for you.
It's coming for your money.
Yeah. Well, so is Disney. Which one's going to win? They always compete.
Well, he does show up at... Santa shows up at Disney. He's able to afford to be on that at the end of the parade because of all the money he takes from us. So...
Yes. Speaking of, I saw a video behind the scenes. They were filming the Christmas Day stuff at Disney World today. I'm assuming Disneyland too.
Oh, okay. Interesting. They did it on Veterans Day.
Yeah. It's usually around this time.
Yeah. You know, that used to be a pretty big deal. I couldn't tell you the last time I've actually watched it, though.
Because it's usually on in the background.
Yeah. Well, the thing is with that, too, is it used to be one of those things like it was the perfect time for them to show off anything new or upcoming. You know what I mean? Because it was broadcast nationally. Now you just, you know, as soon as something's out, it's on YouTube. So,
yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of doesn't have the same feel to it as it once did. It was Once Upon a Time, it was actually live in the 80s.
Right.
They did it live on Christmas Day.
Right.
So,
and nowadays it's a lot of people doing musical performances, and then they intermix the parade in.
They used to do a lot of cuts to things like some kind of thing at Blizzard Beach, or you know what I mean, say stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's how they used to do it.
Right.
I'm assuming it's hosted by what's her face, Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
Huff, Julianne Huff. Probably, or is it both the Huffs?
Well, it's also Alfonso Rivero, too.
Oh, of course, Alfonso.
He's been doing it a few last few years, I feel like, too.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen him.
Well, again, they were partners on Dancing with the Stars, too, right? So,
yeah. I think they're both doing it again.
That was another thing they had a history of doing, was using their ABC connection as far as who the hosts were.
Always.
So, yeah. Regis actually was a part of it for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not anymore.
Well, yes.
And so was it Joan Hart? There was a woman that was usually on there with
like
it,
that right? Was in that was like Entertainment.
She was like the one on Entertainment Tonight. Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it was Joan Hart.
Yeah, I think that's who it was.
You're right.
Anyway, yeah, Regis and Joan did it for a while.
Regis Philbin. Yeah.
Who wants to beat up a millionaire?
Right. Yeah. The Christmas Day stuff is not as interesting as it once was, I'll say. It's obvious that it's recorded in advance, which, I mean, they sort of pretend like it isn't, but it's sort of obvious that it isn't. I don't know. But they sort of intercut the parade with live performances that are done. You know, this time of year is usually around November 10th, 11th. I was there one year when they were filming it.
Were you?
Yeah.
I just happened to be there?
Yeah. Because they'll put signs out front saying they're filming. So they may
Well, I remember
Main Street will be busy.
Many moons ago, it was one of the days that we went to California Adventure in 2012. That they had one of those signs out there. I don't know where the filming was taking place or what they were doing. The only thing I can think of that could have been, of course, I don't remember seeing any around that time, is Cars Land, of course, was fresh. It had, like, opened the month before.
Yeah.
So they could have been doing something regarding that, maybe. I don't know. But I never did actually see any cameras. But they did have a sign letting you know that it was happening, I guess, in case people, like, didn't want to go in for that reason. I mean, I guess that's what they have to get the notification for. Like,
just
I don't know how many people are like, hey, I'm planning on going to the park today. Oh, no, they're filming. I'm not going.
Yeah. Oh, I want my money back.
There might be somebody just trying to do that, pull that one. hey, I didn't know you guys were filming today. Can I get a refund?
Yeah.
Well, they warned you at the gate.
Yeah. You knew what you were getting into.
I didn't know this, but Disney was not allowing online reservations to the Wailulu, is that how you say it, bar and grill at Polynesian Island Tower? So yeah, that's new that they're actually allowing it now.
Oh, okay. That is good. Although it was never super busy when I went, but you can just join the walk-up list when you get close. It was never more than a few minutes
now, for me, but this is something I know you won't bring up, so I'm going to have to. Universal files a permit. This is weird because this park literally just opened for massive new expansion at Epic Universe. Like, they're already expanding the park that hasn't even been open a year.
Well, maybe it was a phase two. Like, Animal Kingdom was supposed to have, like, the Beastly. Maybe they're actually doing it instead of...
Maybe. But it's weird that they had a permit this quick. Like, don't you usually... Like, you can't... I guess you can't afford to waste time nowadays. Like, you have to stay on top of it and keep moving.
Right. Which makes sense because, yeah, Universal is, you know, trying to stay at pace with Disney now, probably. Although Disney's trying to catch up with Universal, but.
It seems like. The only thing is, I haven't really heard a ton of stuff about Epic since it opened, although it does still seem to be getting decent attendance for now, but I just haven't heard much about it. I don't know.
Yeah. Other than that incident that happened
Well, it must not have been that big of a deal because it didn't close it down. I mean, not permanently. Obviously.
No, it wasn't an issue with the ride itself, but
I wonder what the numbers are going to, it's going to take a while to see the numbers, but I wonder what the numbers are going to look like whenever they get released finally for that time period.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, when the attendance, see if Epic competes at all with, well, it probably won't because of when it opened halfway through the year, but it'll be interesting what the numbers are. Yeah.
Right, because it hasn't had a full year of operation yet, but it'll be interesting to see what the time period it did have gave, like the half year that it had.
For sure.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam has returned. I always think when I see that, the way they put the capital on there, I always think Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam!
Right.
As return.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam! Yeah. Like, what's the guy Emeril Lagasse used to do?
Yeah.
Bam!
I was thinking like actually Will Smith, right? Whenever he would do it on The Fresh Prince.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway.
Either way. Bam.
And there's a free roaming droid during Jollywood Nights?
It's for Jollywood, yeah. I forgot if we mentioned this already, but the Chewbacca meet and greet is the coolest part of the Jollywood now. So you can meet Chewbacca in his life day robe and orb, holding his orb,
okay.
From the Star Wars holiday special. You can probably hold Chewie's orb if you want to.
I'll pass.
Anyway. Happy Life Day, which I think isn't your birthday Life Day because isn't that the day the holiday special aired?
Oh, really?
Back in 1978.
Holiday special aired now. Another thing associated with my birthday.
I think it was. Let me double check.
You know, it's funny. I think it was the day after I was born that Jim Jones convinced his followers to drink the Kool-Aid, like literally the day after I was born. So it's like, something, a nice thing to be remembered by.
Right. Which, November 17th, 1978 was the Star Wars Holiday Special. So there you go. Life Day is November 17th.
Sweet.
So there you have it.
I mean, it was Life Day for me in 1978. Literally.
You were born on Life Day, so you are a Wookiee miracle.
Wow. No wonder I have this connection with Star Wars.
There you go. Exactly. You were born...
I was born during the Christmas special, okay.
Yes. The greatest Star Wars film of all time is...
Right. Very very sought-after underground tape. Especially if you watched the music video for White Nerdy, you see how coveted it was.
Yes, exactly. To get like a bootleg, was it a VHS copy or something?
Yeah.
In the video, yeah.
It's amazing that it's the people who were in that, their careers lived on. It had to be the other movies.
B. Arthur was in it. Remember that?
Ah, how could we forget B. Arthur?
Yeah.
When she was only 60.
I don't know. That was before the Golden Girls show, right?
It was. So she was probably in her 50s, right? It was after Maude. Had to have been.
Right. Akmena was her character name. But she was like a... Oh, and wasn't... Harvey Korman was also in it. He was like, was he the chef guy or something?
Anyway. I don't know.
I've only seen it a little bit here and there. I haven't like watched the whole thing, but
Rock Ridge, splendid.
I just know that Harrison Ford was like, why am I here? You could see it on his face. He was just like, why am I doing this stupid thing? He hadn't hit it as big yet.
No, but it was for George.
Yeah, I guess. He's like, you'll let me do this Indiana Jones character if I do this stupid Christmas special.
Yeah. I still find that interview with Mark Hamill funny where he impersonated Harrison Ford and he was talking about it. And he's like, do you think I should have shouldn't my hair be wet? Because we just got out of the...
Right.
The what was it? The scene with the trash compactor and everything.
Right, yeah.
And then he's like, hey, kid, it ain't that kind of movie. If they're focused on your hair, we're in a lot of trouble.
Exactly. Or
something like that.
Basically.
He made a good point, though.
Yep.
I could just see him in his dry humor, actually, tone.
Right.
It was pretty funny whenever he was first on doing... He was, like, doing the talk show rounds when... with the first movie, Force Awakens, came out. He was, like... He was talking about having a good look at it or something like that. He said, look at the script. He's like, the script? I was talking about the contracts.
Right, yeah. Very Harrison Ford, yes.
I was like, yeah, I'm sure you got a nice chunk out of that.
Right, how many millions do you need?
I was like, how much they paid you for this movie is the reason why they had to kill you. They couldn't afford to pay for you in the other movie.
Right,
exactly. Or what you got for just that little cameo in the Rise of Skywalker.
Like $10 million for like a 30-second scene.
Yeah.
Lord.
Anyway.
Speaking of Disney, I guess I should mention this because I have a YouTube TV and Disney pulled everything off of YouTube TV because they're having like a dispute with the contract rates. Right. Or, and so they're giving a $20 refund while they're still trying to work it out. But everything I've read about this is Disney's being sort of the bully here, and it doesn't surprise me. But they're trying to kind of get more out of it than they should, probably.
Well, sports is usually the motivating factor for all increase in amongst all TV.
Right.
And Disney pretty much owns, I mean, let's be honest, they own college football just about right now, right? I mean, just about everything goes through ESPN or ABC
right
at this point. So, with the exception of a couple of things, and to be quite honest, I think people are getting a little tired of being what they feel like being screwed over because of sports, even.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, my Hulu, I reduced it to where it doesn't even have the live TV, and I'm just making do with what I have. It still has the ESPN. It's supposedly unlimited, but the funny thing is you'll click on certain ones, and it's like you can't watch it because it says you need to upgrade your subscription, which is funny to me. Like, there's some games you can still see through it, but not all of them, which is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I said, I've reduced it to not have the live because I don't really watch any live television outside of that. I'm just going to say that there are ways to see certain ones for free if you're creative enough. Let's just say that.
Sure. There's always a way.
Right. And you don't even really have to be like stealing anything because there's people out there that's basically streaming it until they get caught. So,
yeah, that's usually, that is very true. Yeah. We'll see how that turns out. They haven't reached an agreement yet with YouTube TV, but
I feel like it's going to be one of those. This is almost like a government shutdown type of battle. I think this will be a battle of wills. think this could go on for a while.
Like, it is very similar to that, and then it could go on for a while, you know?
As a matter of fact, eventually, especially with approximately, what, 3 to 4 weeks left of the actual regular season of college football, right?
Yeah.
With the exception of course, the national championship game being on and the playoffs being on in December and January.
Right.
They might be holding out at least until then, or trying to fight stuff until then. I don't know how much of a fight they can really put up.
Right.
I think they're testing the waters to see just how many people will be devoted to switching from us just for sports. And if it's not that many, you know, I mean, what reason do they have to give in?
Right. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, because Disney Plus pricing has gone way up. And I've debated changing mine too, but
I'm surprised at how this is not considered a monopoly at this point. I mean, I'm really shocked at how Disney is being able to do the things that they've done.
Yeah.
To be honest.
True.
Just all the things they've been able to acquire without it being blocked. It just does. It's almost like somebody's got their hands in the cookie jar, so to speak. It's like somebody's in with the government in some way, shape, or form.
Maybe.
It's almost what it sounds like. Because, I mean, how are they able to acquire, what was it first, Lucasfilm?
Well, Marvel was first.
Marvel, Lucasfilm.
Well, Pixar technically was first, then Marvel. Then,
okay, then. Well, then they were Lucasfilm. Everybody already considered Pixar Disney, but I get what you're saying. Pixar, Marvel, Lucasfilm, Fox.
Hulu and some of the other.
Hulu, and then they ended up getting the full majority of Hulu just for not within the last year, right?
Yeah.
Like getting all of it. And that's so much that they plan on doing away with the actual Hulu app and just doing everything to Disney Plus.
Which makes sense.
Shortly.
I almost downgraded my Disney Plus to the one that has ads now, which I think is the way everything's going to end up having to go to make profit, because streaming is not gonna. I've been rewatching some certain movies on Amazon Prime, and the way that they do commercials is actually pretty smart, I think, because most of the commercials are like, you can buy this thing on Amazon right here, like you can do it on your TV, you know. I think that's the way advertising is going to have to go to make profit.
Truth be told, I've actually sports wise. Yeah. I've gotten into watching hockey a little more, and the package that I've got to watch the Braves on Prime, I got it through FanDuel. It was only $20 a month, and that actually includes other regional coverage, which includes the Carolina Hurricanes and the Nashville Predators. So I ended up watching them some too.
Yeah. So I've started watching a lot more soccer, like football, soccer, whatever, because my son's
depends on really which country you're in.
Exactly. Yeah. But I realize why it hasn't caught on in America as much is because there's no time. Like, you stop the game to have commercial breaks every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
You literally play for 45 straight minutes, no breaks whatsoever. And
I've played it.
Tony commercials. Well, it's just observation, knowing that, like, oh, okay, this is the real reason why it hasn't caught on is because there's no room for all of these advertising breaks.
Haven't they gotten into doing just like they do with certain sports like NASCAR, like they take breaks from the action. I mean, NASCAR is still going on even when they went to commercial back in the day, but I think they started doing that whole thing with the split screen, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably what they're doing with soccer.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of that, but it's, you know, maybe like the MLS stuff, they will do that with, where they show an ad during the action or whatever. Biggest news story of the week. I can't believe I didn't lead with this one. Trash cans have returned to the ferry boats, and they're now bolted to the floor.
It only took
like 3 months. Yeah.
So they're bolted to the floor now.
Right. Because apparently that caused some injuries. Back in August, I think it was. July, August, when somewhere in there. I think it was.
Yeah, I remember us talking
July-ish, somewhere in there. Where the boat hit the dock and trash cans like flew in to hit somebody or something. I don't remember. But there you go. Biggest story of the week.
Looks like here, Disney's already having an outlook of needing to do some sort of a discount. Looks like early, during winter and early spring, because apparently they have some offers for Disney Plus subscribers.
Yeah. They've been doing that a lot, Disney Plus thing.
Yeah. I'm gonna be interested to see what attendance looked like at the end of the year when it's all said and done, because it seemed like it had a little bit of a bump, but then I think it also fell off again, because even the Christmas party dates, some of them are still available, right? And they have a much shorter time period than the Halloween ones, right? Halloween starts in August, of course. So,
yeah. Exactly.
They get 2.5 months worth of Halloween parties, whereas this one gets almost, not even quite, 2 months of Christmas parties, right? So.
Right. Yeah, not as much on the Christmas. But, I love Christmas.
When I evaluate the two, I know a lot of people, the Halloween party is more popular, I think. Probably. I kind of prefer the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I think
I'm biased towards Christmas. In general.
It's just like, on the cruise ships, like they did the Halloween layover, I guess, whatever you want to call it, on there. I've been there for that. And I've also been for the Very Merry Time ones. And mm-hmm. I preferred the Christmas one there too, I think.
Yeah.
So.
Agreed.
That was just my Christmas perspective, my 2 cents on the thing. So.
And speaking of guests, got a free ornament for the Christmas party this year, which I kind of wish I had gotten, but it's Mickey and Pluto in like an old truck with peppermint wheels with a Christmas tree in the back of the truck. Mm-hmm. That's kind of neat, with the year 2025 on it. So that's cool. It's a cool little keepsake.
Yeah.
I like ornaments. So I got an ornament at Disneyland I got to put on my tree this year for the 70th. So glad to get to do that. I'm not really seeing anything else big time to discuss. I mean, it's going to be years and years of construction updates. That's all we're going to be talking about for the most part. Next year, we'll get to that as we get towards the end of the year, but really, what's going to open next year besides Rock and Roller Coaster changing to Muppets? Is there really anything new next year? Big Thunder will reopen.
Big Thunder will reopen, of course. Good question. Is none of the stuff that they're
26
currently constructing is going to make it by the end of next year, right? So 2026 could be an interesting one to watch. See how people are going to, what they're going to do, right? Because Epic is also going to be in full swing.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how people plan their 2026 anything. To be quite honest, one that has kind of quietly, when it comes to theme parks, it's been in all the magazines, at least anyway, come to the forefront is Dollywood. Actually, people have really flocked there. I don't know if it's the weather, the something, but I know when we went a couple of years ago, trying to go during Thanksgiving, the one day that we went, it was unbearably crowded. Yeah. So I don't know that. I mean, it's become really popular. Especially during those time periods, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint exactly what's led to that. I mean, it is kind of a coaster driven as far as rides go.
All right. Yeah.
But, there's other aspects to it, obviously, that people go there for. But,
right.
I mean, I enjoyed it there. Yeah. I would actually kind of like to go back there. I don't know when, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of good things.
I would like to kind of go there when it's not quite so busy as it was that time. So,
yeah. Don't go around Thanksgiving then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have anything else major to throw in here. So I think we can just sort of wrap it up there.
Sounds like a plan.
Let's do it. So where out there can we be found?
Well, we are on Facebook, we are on X, we are on Instagram, that is all at TWTM Podcast. We have a Spreadshirt store still, which you can get our exclusive TWTM merchandise at shop.spreadshirt.com/TWTM podcast. There is also a TeePublic store, which you, and a YouTube channel, which there's been some videos out there of my recent trip that's got a little bit of traction. So go and check those out. Where can all that be found, Adam?
Our website, travelingwiththemouse.com. You can find links to that and more there. You also have our email address, podcast@travelingwiththemouse.com. And we have a travel advisor friend as well on our website. You can find his info there. So for John, my name is Adam, and this has been Traveling with the Mouse. And we hope you will join us on our next trip.
See you later. Y'all come back now. You hear?
To the holidays. It's the most magical time of the year. I put my tree up today.